Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Joining us today on Binge, Al Goff and Miles Miller, creators, showrunners, and executive producers of Wednesday, premiering on Netflix on November 23rd. Guys, appreciate you joining us. Great to see you, and congratulations.
Great to see you. Thanks so much.
This is so exciting because it's really sort of like witnessing a new world, in a sense, of this family that we know so well, and all the possibilities and all the directions it can go. I wonder, Al, if you can just start off by telling me how the origins of the story and how your world and Miles' world intersected with Tim Burton's world.
Well, we had this, Miles and I came up with this idea about 3 years ago. And it was just, we were looking for a character who, frankly, was iconic but hadn't been explored before, sort of what we did with Smallville. And we came up with, you know, teenage Wednesday Addams in boarding school. You know, you'd always seen Wednesday as a 10-year-old girl as part of this family, and we like the idea of kind of expanding her world and telling a chapter in her life that nobody has ever seen. So we had to track down the rights, which we discovered were with MGM because they were at the time doing the animated movies. And we did that, and then we pitched the Addams Family Estate, a gentleman by the name of Kevin Mizraki, who controlled all of that. He loved it. And we ended up writing the first episode, and we were going to start a writer's room, and it was March of 2020. So it was a Zoom room. Somehow doing a Wednesday Addams show at the beginning of a global pandemic seemed weirdly appropriate. And about 4 months in, Tim Burton was always our first choice. And, you know, we were told Tim's never done television before, you know, and we were like, well, if we don't ask, the answer's no. So we sent him the script thinking, okay, well, we sent it, we probably will never hear. And then literally 4 days later, it's like you send it to the universe and then the universe answered. And Tim's agent called and said, Tim loved the script, it really spoke to him, and he would like to get on a call and talk to you guys about it. And it was Memorial Day weekend of 2020. Suddenly there we were on a FaceTime call with Tim Burton, who was out in his garden with the dinosaur topiary behind him, very on brand. And he committed immediately. And then we've been on this journey with him for the last 2.5 years.
That is amazing. I mean, and it's amazing to think about what you guys were putting together, even as the world was in chaos. I mean, Tim's talked about what attracted him to the project, Miles, in that there's this outcast nature to Wednesday, which he obviously related to. But I think you could probably argue that of all the characters, there's something about Wednesday that is hyper intriguing, right? And sort of makes you wonder what she would have gone on to once she left home.
Yeah, exactly. And for us, she's such an iconic character. And she's someone who is, I think, people love because she's fearless. She gets to say whatever she wants and has such an incredible sense of humor about what she says. And for us, we have like four daughters between us. So it felt like a very powerful teenage character to bring into the world as well, because she is very aspirational. I think we live in a world where people are afraid to say what they think. And Wednesday is someone who is incredibly fearless and doesn't care what anyone thinks. And I think that's something that is appealing to not only teenagers, but to adults too. There's something about her that's just very, very appealing, even though she is so dark and creepy. It's something that I think people have always responded to.
How much, Miles, of your work on Smallville do you think made this project possible? In that the experience of taking an iconic character that's been around for generations and adapting it for series, how important was that?
Well, I think the Smallville experience is very important. It was also similar that people didn't initially believe it could happen or it should be made. I mean, it's always a struggle to get these things going. And then once it become a reality, people are like, of course, it seems like a total no-brainer. The actual process of getting it to the screen is always torturous. But I think the Smallville experience really taught us a lot in terms of really exploring a part of a character's life, as Al said, that hasn't been seen before. It gives us a chance to write a new chapter.
Can you go into that a little bit more, Al, to Miles' point about it seems like it would be easy to take Superman and place him in an environment that would allow for more expansion of character, more characters, more plot lines, more arcs. But when you were in the midst of that, what are some of the challenges? What is not as easy as it looks?
Well, I think in the case of Smallville with Clark Kent, it was making him relatable because Superman is literally an alien from another planet who seems, you know, like a goody two-shoes Boy Scout and has no weaknesses except for kryptonite. So in that case, it was about humanizing Clark Kent. And that's really what, you know, Smallville was. And also seeing this, laying the seeds of watching him become, you know, watching his journey and how he would become Superman. And I remember very early in that process, and this was like 2001, somebody told us, oh, you've done the Marvel Comics version of Superman. And Miles and I literally had no idea what that meant until we then got involved in the Marvel world and we realized it, which is finding the humanity in the character. And I think that was really, interestingly, that was the challenge with Clark Kent. And, you know, it's the challenge with Wednesday Adams as well.
In what sense?
Well, I think Wednesday has always been, you know, the 10-year-old who is the, you know, who has the zinger at the end of the scene. And, you know, I don't think anybody ever thought, oh, what's Wednesday's journey? What's her story? And what's her arc? You know, she seems like this dark little girl. And I think for us, it was, you know, you're taking somebody who sees the world in black and white, and their journey through the season and then through the series will be realizing that it's shades of gray, because Wednesday comes fully formed. I mean, I think that was the challenge. And that's the great thing about Wednesday, as Miles said. She is who she is. She likes who she is. But a lot of times in these stories is you have the person who starts out kind of like a, you know, a wallflower and sort of meek and doesn't know their power. And then through the course of the story, discovers their power. Here she knows her power, but it's realizing that she's operating in a world that, you know, where people aren't always honest, where people don't always tell the truth. And that is something for her, because she's so honest and she sees the world so clearly, that's hard for her to understand.
That's interesting. Miles, I'd love to get you guys' thoughts on just distribution right now. We talk a lot about how the world has changed in a streaming era and how that creates challenges and opportunities for storytellers. But Smallville was obviously a central part of CWWB. And now with Netflix, how is life different when trying to put together a show, when trying to run a show?
Well, life's incredibly different. You know, we joke, we spent 3.5 years making 8 episodes of TV, where Smallville would have made 88 episodes of TV. So it's just, in terms of just the product line, it's much reduced. And also the quality. I mean, each episode of Wednesday really does feel like a mini movie. And it takes days and days and days. You know, the schedule per episode is like 25 days, whereas an episode of Smallville was 8, you know. So it's really changed the situation completely. And just in terms of the effort and the distribution of people binging all, seeing all of it on one day. So that's a big change for us as creators, that you don't have the chance to have syndication or repeats. People have to discover it on that binge weekend and go for it.
Yeah, you're getting to a really central point of conversation regarding media, and this was reinforced when Netflix had their earnings a couple of weeks ago. They believe, Al, that a binge model creates more awareness rather than doling it out week after week. Is that something you have to have a point of view on, or are you willing to be agnostic and let the distributor figure that out and while you focus on the story?
Well, I mean, you know, we personally have a point of view on it, but I think, you know, with Netflix, you know what you're signing up for. And as Miles said, I mean, I think the difference between, you know, the Smallville era and this one is, in Smallville, you're kind of, each episode is kind of a short story in the world, and you have a couple mythology episodes that tie the season together, where here you're literally telling, you know, chapters of a book. And, you know, I think there's pluses and minuses. You know, I know there's shows that even when they air week to week, I like to wait until they're done so I can binge the whole thing. But I do think the week to week model allows you to build awareness, and it allows a show to seep into the culture more than necessarily, you know, a binge show. And I'm sure, again, I don't want to be Bible quoting with a nun. I'm sure that Netflix has way more data on this, obviously, than we do. But it is very interesting just to watch TV go in that direction. You know, you see it with Apple and with Hulu and with Disney Plus, and now they're doing ads. So it's funny, at a certain point, you feel like, oh, it's just television on the internet.
Right. You know, we've been doing this chat series for several years now, and there was a time, Miles, where the notion of a big star doing a streaming show was pretty novel, and obviously it's become less novel over time, but your cast is pretty stellar, and I wonder if that was a heavy lift, or at this point they're so ready to do this kind of medium that it's almost easy to sign them.
Well, I think we had a big help with Tim Burton. I mean, I think everyone wants to work with Tim. So that's an easy call for him to make. I mean, he's very shy about making those calls, but I think people really want to work with Tim. So that was our blessing on this show. But I think, yeah, I think people, even Tim, I mean, Tim was very intrigued about the idea of doing long form television. So he'd never done it. And the challenge of telling a story over 8 hours rather than an hour and a half was something that really intrigued him as a filmmaker. And I think that was something that he liked the fact that we'd done TV, so we could actually be very collaborative and supportive of that in terms of taking him through this process, which is, it's obviously like making a movie, but then it isn't as well. So I think there are definitely the advantages, and the switch between features and TV is sort of, the barrier is now gone, basically. People can do both.
So before I let you guys go, possibilities. Is season two a lock? And Al, I wonder, when people talk about the potential for an Addams Family universe, is that something you relish?
Absolutely. And season two is not a lock yet, only because nobody's given us the official green light. So, you know, we've been doing this long enough to know we'll wait until we get the official word. But the whole point of this show, and as you pointed out, with the level of casting across the board, is that any one of these characters could star in their own series. So that is certainly something that we would love to explore.
Gentlemen, really exciting to see something come together like this, and obviously can go so many different areas. We hope in future chapters you'll come back and talk about it more, but appreciate the time very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Al Goff and Miles Miller, as we said, creators, showrunners, and EPs of Wednesday. Again, it premieres on Netflix on November 23rd.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.